everyone. Welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 14, entitled Twice as Far. It was written by Matthew Negrit, who has worked extensively on the show. He does the makeup artist. He's directed a few episodes. He's written other episodes. He's really involved in the show.
Right.
And it was directed by Alrick Riley, who is a first-time Walking Dead employee. First time working on The Walking Dead, from what I could see. But he has worked on Revenge, Legends, Castles, Criminal Minds, and Once Upon a Time.
Wow, that's a nice resume.
Very good resume.
And you know, Criminal Minds is my favorite show.
Yes. I love Criminal Minds, even though it has been a while since I've watched it. But it's like a show that you can just stop and then start back up whenever you feel like it.
Yeah.
All right, so we have watched the episode again for a second time. Gary, what do you think now that you've seen it twice?
It was twice as nice.
Twice as nice, twice as far.
Twice as far, twice as nice. Yeah, I love this episode. In fact, every episode this second half has been perfect.
It has been pretty good. It has been pretty good. And I know when I said on our instant cast, I was like, it was okay. But when we watched it the second time, and maybe I was focusing better the first time, I think I was doing stuff around the house, and I was, you know, coming around the screen, like, okay, what's going on now? So I didn't get to focus as much Sunday night. Whereas when we watched it again, I sat there and completely focused on the show, and I was like, actually, this was a good episode.
Yeah, it was really good.
Prior to even Denise getting the arrow in the eye, I'm like, I enjoyed the episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to still give it a solid 3, but it was a big solid 3. It was good. It was really good. All right, so the way our show works is we're going to discuss our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then we have an award and a prediction at the end. First on our likes, it's more of your like.
Yeah, this is my like.
Morgan not working. We just saw him like playing around with his stick. He's doing a hobby, building a gym. I mean, he's like chilling.
He's in chill mode.
He doesn't really have an assignment, right?
Yeah, he don't. It's like when the show came on, you see everybody doing something. You see Pastor Gabriel, he's walking. He's walking, patrolling. Then you see, who's Eugene?
Yeah.
He goes grab a gun at the gate. And I mean, you see everybody doing something, and you see him playing with a stick.
Right.
Like, he got to be action ready. He got to be ready at the kill.
Granted, we did not see Carol doing anything but smoking a cigarette in chill mode.
Yeah.
So maybe it's those people that don't like to kill. They're just like in chill mode from now on. I ain't killing, I ain't fighting, I ain't doing nothing.
And then we saw him, you know, he's building the jail, but we find out when Rick say, why are you doing this? We find out it's just a hobby.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it is a hobby. No one asked him to do it, but he did give a good reason. He said it's because next time we'll have different choices.
Right.
So, and you know, I think the title of the episode, that would have been good if they would have titled it Choices. Because everyone had choices this episode. I mean, well, I guess every episode they have choices. But Eugene had choices whether to let Abraham kill the walker, he killed the walker, and same with Denise. I don't know, but I guess you can use that metaphor on every episode that there is of The Walking Dead. But still, I don't know. I thought it was a good title.
It would have been.
And then we have Carol when Daryl was asking her, like, what did those people do to you? And she's like, to us, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Right.
I like that. It's showing that Carol has a conscience now. She's not just killing on, I guess, adrenaline.
Right.
She's actually thinking and thinking very hard about what she's done and what she's willing to do.
Right.
So it looks like Morgan has got to her.
Yes, definitely. I mean, Morgan said people can change. And the fact that her mind frame is changing, she realizes how true that statement is.
Yeah.
And I think we should realize how true that statement is. I mean, we see Carol, she had no problem killing before.
Right.
Whereas now we've seen that she's conflicted to the point where she's like, I gotta go because I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So Walking Dead's getting a little deep. They have us thinking here. They have us thinking about morals, right and wrong.
Right. They try to bring our moral value back.
Right. Right. I like that, though.
You know, we get too far off.
Right.
We're making everybody think it's okay to kill. Let's kind of reel them back in.
Let's reel them back in before they start thinking, you know, someone takes my bike, I can just kill them. All right. So we see Spencer and Rosita is hooking up now. What did you think of that relationship or whatever it is that they're doing?
I mean, I think, well, you know, Spence is a rebound, but you know, he's a lucky rebound.
I think they're both good looking people. So.
Yeah, but you know, he could have stuck with anybody, but.
He got Rosita. Yeah, she's very pretty. I was looking at her this episode. I was like, she is so pretty, and she was on The Talking Dead. I want to say, was it this past Sunday or maybe she was like recently on The Talking Dead, if not this past Sunday, the week before. I don't even know how we watched it because we do an instant cast, but somehow I saw her like maybe the beginning, the first few minutes of Talking Dead, and she was on there, and she's all I could see is like, dang, that lady is so pretty.
Yeah.
Like even the zombie apocalypse, she's super pretty. So, but Spencer, he looks a little sprung. He's like following around like a little puppy.
A little sprung. When he was following behind her talking, I thought maybe that they both had business go handle together.
Right.
I didn't know he was just following around her, and then once he got to her destination, he was walking off.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a gated community. You had to walk me nowhere.
She looked like she was annoyed with him, yet hopefully, with him asking, like, what are we doing here, I hope she doesn't drag him along or whatever the word I'm trying to look for is, like, I'm not going to say Abraham did that to her, but hopefully she doesn't do that and think, like, ugh, I don't care. Like, if that's what it's going to be, then let him know up front rather than, like, obviously he's going to start getting emotionally involved because he wants to make dinner and, you know, he's trying to make plans. Are they going to move in together? What's the deal?
But he made it clear that he's cool with it no matter what, how it goes.
Yeah.
No matter what goes with it.
That's like the typical thing that a girl says. Like, nothing judgmental. Like, yeah, I'm cool. We could just be friends with benefits. Like, duh, no. You say that at the beginning, and then you will him in. That's what you do. So
that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. That's what I thought. I was like,
that's why he's cooking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, if you're cool either way, why would you even bring it up? You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my opinion of it. All right, so Denise giving Daryl driving lessons, and I mentioned it on our instant cast that I like Denise's personality, her sense of humor. But we also have a dislike, and we're just going to discuss this one at the same time because rather than go back to it. First, I liked it because it was just funny seeing Daryl struggle, and then she's kind of looking, and she's like, ugh, you're going to fuck the car up if you keep doing it that way. But
then we thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary thought about it. I didn't even put two and two together.
I'm thinking, like, if this guy can drive a motorcycle, why can't he drive a stick shift?
Okay. Are they similar? Are the technicality of it?
Yeah, it's kind of similar. You have to, both of them, you have to shift. Both of them have gears on it. You have to shift gears.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you know when the right time to shift your motorcycle gear, you know, why is it so hard to know when you shift your car gear? I mean, to me, it goes hand in hand.
Okay. I thought it was weird that they had a stick. I'm like, all these cars and you guys have a stick?
Right. It's kind of weird that, you know, since he couldn't drive it, that's the car he chose.
And he was the one driving. Why was he driving if he couldn't drive it? So, but I mean, I don't mind it. I know when you brought it up, I was like, oh, I guess I didn't think of that. But I thought it was more funny, like, when she's kind of looking like, dude, you're doing it wrong. You're going to mess it up or whatever.
Yeah, I think they did that just to bring her. She brought her brother up during the scene, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She mentioned her brother a lot this episode, Dennis.
Yeah, she said her brother taught her how to drive a stick. And plus, she made a lot of comparisons to her brother and Daryl.
Right. And I think that really stuck with Daryl, hearing that he reminded her of her brother.
And we see at the end when he's burying her, he kind of hold on to the Dennis
thing.
So I wonder if he's going to change his name.
That would be the craziest thing ever.
This is what she would want me to do.
I was like a brother to her. No. I mean, I bet
not see him pull out that keychain again.
To me, if anything, that is sort of not a dislike, but I don't know. It just seems like every time, I know people make jokes about when Rick and Michonne got hooked up and they're like, no, everyone Rick loves, he loses. And it's like, oh, okay, it's only his wife and then Jesse, if you count that as love.
Only his wife.
Well, no, I mean, I just meant that was like that one time, his wife and then Jesse.
Yeah.
So 1.5 times. Whereas Daryl, I'm thinking like everyone he loves and gets close to, Beth and Carol and his brother, Like, I don't know. It just seems like Daryl should stop getting close to people. Because they always go.
Yeah.
They have a more higher probability of going than Rick's lovers do at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
So, all right. So, upon a second watching, you notice so much more when you watch a second time. I don't know how many of you guys watch a second time, but I promise you, you notice a lot more, especially if you're tweeting when you're watching the first time, or if you're, like, walking around the house doing, you know, house chores like I was, then you'll notice a second time if you watch it a second time and sit down and pay close attention, which is brings me to my next kind of like, which is the whole track situation. Should they take the track? Should they not? And I didn't notice until we watched the second time that Rosita took the tracks when they first went.
Right.
And Daryl and Denise went in the woods. I was like, is Rosita, like, suicidal? Why would you choose to go by yourself?
I don't think she's suicidal, but I don't think she cares anymore.
Okay. Or she's just sort of so cocky that she's like, F it. I'm good.
I think she's really hurt right now.
Okay.
So she's not using her better judgment.
Yeah. And Denise kind of said that. She's like, this is the first time you're all alone.
Yeah.
I was thinking, is Abraham spreading all my damn business around this place? How does everybody know? Right. That's what I would be thinking. Like, geez, it was amicable, okay?
He made it known. He probably moved out in the middle of the day.
Yeah, that shit was mutual. We decided to break up together. But knowing Eugene, he probably went and told everybody, you know? Like, Rosita was crying, and it was pretty bad. She held on to Abraham.
Eugene had the big mouth.
Yeah, Eugene was the gossip. He had to be. How does everyone know their business? I broke up
small,
with him.
It's a small town.
It is a small town. 54 people.
At yeah, that was just this. Like, hold up. What did you hear?
I would have been curious. Like, what do you mean I'm alone? I got Spencer. What's the Beyonce song? I'll have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute. And she already has Spencer. Like, bump that, Abraham. I got someone better. And that's it. That's all she had to say. He's here right now. I would have been walking around bragging with Spencer.
She's still lonely.
Yeah, maybe. But you still put on that front real quick. Walk around the neighborhood. Do all that stuff together. Eugene, okay, last week we got that whole story from the lady that died, Paula, which was she was a really cool savior. And she talked about the egg, the coffee, you know, egg goes in soft, comes out hard, but the coffee changes the water and you become the coffee.
Right.
I mean, everyone wants to be the coffee because that changes the environment.
Yeah.
Eugene over here, he done killed about 5 walkers, and this dude is already claiming to be the coffee. He's not even, he skipped egg status. He is like claiming to be the coffee already.
Yeah.
I liked that they kind of brought that up back up. I mean, they didn't use the egg coffee situation, but he pretty much was telling Abraham this is what he is now.
Yeah.
Did you like him bringing that up? And or forget about if you agree with him. Do you like the fact that he at least thinks that?
I do agree with him.
That you think he's the coffee now?
I don't think he's the coffee, but I think he's a solid egg. He may be the coffee. I mean, the dude bit a dick.
Yeah.
he changed a lot of things with that one.
I would say he's an egg that just got put into the water. It's not boiled yet. It's like, no, we can't take it out of the water yet because it's not boiled.
So even after the bite scene.
I mean, you telling me that being the coffee is like you're on Rick status. You're on Michonne status. He's definitely not on that level.
I mean, I agree with you on that.
So, no.
But I think he's evolved.
He's definitely evolved. Took him 6 seasons. Well, no, he didn't come until season 4, so took him 2 seasons. But, yeah. But either way, I like the fact that he has that confidence now. I mean, he used to be so scared. And, you know, I can't blame him. I'd be scared, too. Even when that guy had him today. Even when the guy had him or whatever at gunpoint, he was like, his face. I'm like, he got too scared. He went what's it? Full scared? That's a Tropic Thunder reference. He went full scared. Like, his face was too... I'm like, okay, dude, whoever... The director should have been like, Eugene, we don't need you to be that scared. Take it down a notch, dude. He was over the top, his scaredness.
Over scared.
Yeah, it was over scared. He went full scared. But
overacted the scaredness.
Yeah, he overacted it. I was like, dude, it don't even believable no more.
Why are you shaking that hard?
Yeah, you're shaking that hard. Now I don't even believe you scared at all.
Right. Yeah, so it looked like he was acting.
Yeah. It was just too much. All right, so Rosita, yeah, she is kind of woman scorned. because she mentioned years from now, I'll be a name in a long list of names. And I like that. I don't know if it for sure has to do with Abraham, but I guess I'm in that drama right now. And I'm thinking, does she think Abraham felt that she was just that one person? And then years from now, he's going to have other people and other people and other people. And, you know, she'll just be one of those names that he dated back in the early zombie apocalypse days.
Maybe. I didn't think about it like that. But yeah, that's a good theory.
Although, I think she's wrong because we get Abraham, and I think it's on our like list, when he tells Sasha at the end, you know, even if we have 30 years, that still won't be enough. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that was a scene, that's something Edward would say from Twilight. Like, that's so sweet.
I think he gave himself too much credit or too much time lived.
Yeah, 30 years in the zombie apocalypse, dude.
I think he's most likely to die very soon.
Very soon, when you profess your love. But I really did think that was sweet. But we'll talk about that when we get to that, because I thought it was sweet. But when she said that, I felt like, damn, she probably feels betrayed by Abraham. I mean, he could have broken up with her a little bit gently.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to just push him out the car while it's moving.
Yeah, because then maybe...
Yeah, so so they could go ahead and get over their injuries, the scabs and everything.
Right.
And it's over with.
I don't know if push him out of a car is a reference people make. Sounds a little dangerous. I think, like, pulling off the Band-Aid. I think Tiffany or Yolanda, somebody had wrote us, and they were, like, just taking off the Band-Aid fast. So
yeah, I'm going to go with push him out of the car.
Okay, that's scary. That's scary. But, yeah, push him out the car, let him get over it. You don't want them to try to talk you out of it. So if he's so cold with it, there's no way of talking him out of it. You know?
Right. And then, you know, if somebody pushed you out of the car, I mean, would you talk to him again?
Nope.
It's over.
Like, F him. There's no turning back from that.
Yeah.
So okay.
He did the right thing.
All right. Next on our list of likes is we tried to write down as many of Abraham and Eugene's sayings that they had this week.
Oh, man. They were hilarious.
They were pretty funny. First one, Abraham. Spill the pintos. In other words, like spill the beans. Pinto beans.
Yeah, spill the beans. Yeah. Spill the pintos.
Spill the pintos.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
And it's like, how does he come up with this? Like out of his head, just like boom, you know? Just, I don't know, it's in his head. And then this is real funny. We laughed at that. When Eugene was talking and the walker came in, he's like, I'm going to have to hit pause on this. Yeah. I think we died. It was so funny. Like, once again, who says that?
Yeah, Abraham's a funny guy.
Most people say, excuse me for a minute. Let me handle this walker. I don't know.
Yeah, excuse me for a minute. But there's a walker behind you. Hold on. Yeah. Say it like that. But while somebody's talking, you'll say, hey, I may have to hit pause on the conversation.
I'm going to try to use that one.
I am going to use that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to use it. I don't know. I'll probably laugh before I can get it out, but I'm going to try to use it.
That's my new saying.
Yeah. Now, you liked Eugene saying dibs is dibs and stuff like that when he was calling. He was like, dibs is dibs.
Yeah, I didn't only like it. I just appreciated it.
And you agree with that.
Dibs holds value.
Yeah, I guess if there's nothing else.
Because like I said, it's a zombie apocalypse. You know, there's no rules, no laws now. Like, you know, you see people killing, stealing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no red lights.
Right.
They're not obeying the stop signs. No, nothing. You don't have to do nothing. But rules like dibs or when you call out, like I said, that's my car and stuff like that. Those things that should stick with you for life. Those are rules.
I agree.
Those are playground rules. If all other laws fail, you should still have those rules in effect.
Yes. I agree.
And he called dibs. He should have got dibs. It don't matter if that walker would have killed him.
They hit him like, dibs, or he's dying.
Yeah, he said, die with that dibs.
Well, I liked it also when Eugene was like to Abraham, you have zero authority here. I'm like, dude, but it was true. But I just liked him saying that.
I mean, their conversations are so funny.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand how they can speak to each other and not laugh.
And they have to have so many takes. They have to.
Yeah, got to.
There's too many people probably laughing on set. All right, Abraham picking up a turd by its cleaning. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What is that?
Picking up a turd by its cleaning.
What is a clean in of a turd? A turd is a turd.
That's why he said you have a better look picking up a turd by its cleaning.
Oh, okay, I get it.
There is no clean in.
It's not going to happen. All right, last we have, after the whole Eugene biting the dick, when he said, you didn't have to bite a dick, Eugene. We really loved when he said that.
Yeah.
And he said that with a straight face, too. But it was so funny. We bust out laughing. So, yeah, just good.
A pretty funny episode.
And it's like, who else tells jokes? Denise is gone. Denise had, like, that dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Once they kill Abraham, which is going to happen. It's going to happen. Who is going to... I mean, Eugene's... His stuff is not... It's not good enough to carry me along. It's not strong enough.
Yeah, he can't carry it.
He can't carry Abraham. It. Yeah, he needs Abraham.
I think they need each other.
All right, so next like we have is when they first walk into that store or whatever that Denise told him about. When she first gets in there, she almost throws up, I'm guessing due to the smell, and it was just so gross.
Right.
And I love that small detail because I believe...
Yeah, it was good to have.
I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but I just know it's kind of like
we spoke about it.
Talk about it just in general, especially on social media. Like, there are so many dead bodies, like, and you don't always see them, like, ew, you know, and, like, sniff and be like, oh, this place stinks or whatever. So it was just a small detail that I appreciated.
Yeah, it shows you that it's still there.
Right.
That the aroma, because she hasn't been out before.
Right.
So when she got into the building and smelled a dead body, the first thing she did was... puke.
Well, she almost puked. Because yeah, Daryl's like, puked. We're not going to see what you have for breakfast. And she said, oatmeal, by the way. Which was just funny, I thought, too.
Yes, yeah, that was a real good detail.
Yeah. And then later on, it comes up when she throws up after she kills the walker.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I threw up on my glasses. Did you hear her say that?
Yeah.
All right. As sad as Denise's death was...
It was pretty sad.
Their arrow through the eye... was so cool.
You thought it was cool?
Yes. Like I said, the first time we were watching, you're just sitting there minding your own business, you know, scrolling through Twitter, and then boom, an arrow comes through the eye. You're like in shock. You're like, am I seeing things? Is she dreaming? Am I dreaming? Did I fall asleep?
And this brings up the point I made earlier about them trying to bring morals back to the show with Carol.
Oh, because of her conversation with Daryl about the, did Shiv kill the guy or whatever?
No, no. When I said they're trying to bring morals back in the show, that's why they have Carol and Morgan. Because like you said, the arrow through the eye was just so cool.
I thought it was cool for a show standpoint.
I'm like, this killing's getting out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, the killing is crazy. People, I mean, who kills that often? It's just ridiculous. Like, you're just going around killing people? It's ridiculous. It's a little over top. But, granted... The arrow through the eye, it woke people up. You know, people were chilling. They were,
yeah, that was a cool scene.
They were bundled in the covers.
You're right.
And they got up, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought it was really cool. And especially she was like mid-sentence, so she didn't even realize what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, Abraham didn't leave Eugene.
That was a big like.
Yeah.
That was a huge like. That although Eugene was ready to be solo, Abraham's service was no longer needed.
Yeah.
Abraham still stuck around and hid out. In the bushes.
Yeah. That's like a good friend.
That is.
You know, like, go back. I don't need you. You're like, fine, I will leave. But then yeah. Your friend really didn't leave you.
But, you know, he could have been waiting to say, man, I bet he's scared when he walked out here.
Oh, you think he was going to watch him fail? Like, or...
Yeah, that's probably why he stayed. Stayed to hide out and just watch him and laugh a little bit.
Okay.
But he's going to need me in a second.
Now, I do question... If Abraham was following Eugene and those people somehow captured Eugene, did Abraham not see them in time to shoot them behind their backs, like while they're behind? Or maybe he would have shot Eugene on accident?
Probably too many.
Okay, there were a lot of them. Okay.
Or you never know. That's probably why Abraham was there. He probably saw them and decided to hide and see what they do and follow them wherever they went to.
Okay, and then they end up getting Eugene, maybe.
No, I mean after they got Eugene.
Oh, okay.
You know, if it's too many to handle, he probably was going to follow them back to their hideout or whatever.
Mm-hmm, and then go get help.
Yeah, go get help.
I thought it was funny when it showed his little head pointing out
Beyond
the barrels or whatever. I was like, that was so funny. I bet there's like hundreds of memes for that right now. All right, so the bad guy, we kind of talked about it on the Instant Cast. Was he a Neganite or whatever? And I will say he's much darker character from when we met him at the beginning of the season.
Much darker.
Remember, they were scary. He was threatening to kill Daryl, but you could tell they were, like, scared, and they just wanted to go.
Yeah. I think at that point, he never killed anyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did say that. And his face wasn't burnt.
Yeah.
So, he's been through some stuff to make him hard. I mean, he probably is the coffee bean now. you know, or at least the egg.
Yeah, at least the egg.
But what he told him is he said, we kill one for maximum impact to get our point across.
Yeah.
So that makes me think maybe he is a Negan-ite.
Yeah.
Because isn't maybe. That what they did at Hilltop? They killed the 16-year-old, one right. person, showing, hey, we're willing to kill.
Yeah.
Don't make us do more. And that's why he did it.
Yeah.
Now, was he going to try to kill Daryl first? Because he said he wasn't even aiming at Denise.
It would probably have been easier to kill Daryl first.
Kill the guy.
Yeah.
Or someone that he knows is kind of strong.
Right.
All right.
But man, that's kind of dark for real. Kill a man with his own bow.
Right. Yeah, that would have been pretty sick. That's his bow. The man that helped you live.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
But then he went back to his abuser anyway.
Right. They always go back.
That's probably why he has the burnt face.
Yeah, I'm guessing Negan or whoever the hell Negan is or the Neganites or whatever. We're going to have to see Negan. There's only two more episodes left.
What did they say? They're all Negan.
Yeah, but Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been cast as Negan.
Well, he's probably one of them.
Is he like the head Negan?
Could be.
All right. Well, he has a steady job, like always. He was on Shameless last year. He's been killing it on The Good Wife. This is Good Wife's last season. And then I guess he finished taping that. Now he's going to have a job on The Walking Dead. But I think he's going to be a great addition. So hopefully he's around for a few episodes.
Yeah, I was about to say it might be short-lived.
Which makes me think that the season's going to end on a cliffhanger. Because you don't cast someone as big as Jeffrey Dean Morgan for one episode and that's it. Or two episodes. He's going to have to be there next season as well for a few, I would say. So we'll see. I know I got off subject, but he's an awesome actor. All right, a few more likes lists. We got Eugene biting the guy's dick. Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of saw it coming the whole time, like when he kept... No,
Gary... Hold on, you saw it coming.
Gary's looking at me like, yeah, right. No, like, I kind of did see it coming, like, because the whole time he was at dick level, when he was on his knees.
Hold on now.
No, I promise you. I promise you, I did. I had a feeling. I kept saying, like, I wonder if he's going to do it. And then when he did it, I was like, oh, not that surprised.
Why would he do it?
I don't know. But I just had a feeling that he was going to do that.
Even while he was doing it, I was like, why?
Well, I don't know. I just had a feeling that he was going to do that. I don't, maybe they tipped their hand a little too much. It seemed...
I don't know. I thought maybe the guys would go over there and Abraham would start firing on them and everybody, man, him biting a dick was like the last thing of my mind.
Real, well, maybe we need to watch it again and see if they concentrated on that crotch area. Because when he did it, I was like, man, I thought he was going to do it.
Oh, did you put yourself in his shoes?
No, I don't know. Like maybe if that was me, I would do that. Maybe. But I just had I was not that surprised when it happened. Know.
Because when I put myself in his shoes...
That's the last thing you're thinking?
That's the last thing I think about.
Well, I don't know. Like, I was... Honestly, I was not surprised by it. Yeah. I know you're thinking to me, like, yeah, right. But I promise you I was not. All right. So, I already mentioned it. Abraham, though, saying 30 years here, that's still too short. Very sweet. They had a lot of sweet music in this episode. Like, at one point... Oh, when they were getting Denise's body. What music did I say that was? Was that Twilight music, too?
Yeah, he said it was Twilight music.
Yeah, I'm like, it reminded me of Twilight music or something. It was like all sad and slow and romantic still at the same time. But maybe I'm just a big Twilight fan or whatever. Okay, last like is Carol saying in her letter, I can't, I won't.
Right.
Using Morgan's words.
Yeah. And I see a lot of people on social media mad at Morgan.
I know.
The guy was barely in his episode.
I'm like, you know what? They'll blame Morgan for anything. Now you're blaming Morgan for leaving Carol? Like, come on. You can't blame. Carol is a grown woman. She wanted to leave. She left on her own accord. You can't blame Morgan for her actions.
Yeah.
I see people blaming Morgan for anything now.
Yeah.
Abraham broke up with Rosita. That's Morgan's fault. Like, you know, I don't know. I was like, come on, y'all. If you hate Morgan, but don't be just making up some bogus reasons why.
If you want him gone, just say it.
Yeah. If you want him gone, just say it. And I'm like, my thing is, how are people hating on Morgan like that when we've had people who have been a sucker for way long, like Eugene, Do I need to remind you guys? He was living a lie, telling this lie, leading them on this no good, nowhere mission.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
He actually led them somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, well, they got...
I remember you brought up before that he was living a lie.
He was trying to lead them to D.C., and although he had good reasons behind it, he was still lying.
I mean, what was his good reasons?
Well, he feels that if any place is secure, it'd be Washington, D.C.
Oh, that is a good reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? If any place would be secure, wouldn't you have thought the CDC? And look how that turned out. No one was there.
Yeah.
You know, if there's anybody testing or doing something. So that's not necessarily also a good theory. You never know. Anywho, I'm just saying, people that hate Morian so much, I'm like, do I need to remind you of Eugene? I mean, all the characters have done stuff that we do not like, you know?
I think people's big problem with Morgan is Morgan really can fight. He really can help him. He's probably a killing machine, but he won't use his skills.
Morgan's not saying he's not going to protect the community. He's just not going to kill. Okay, let's look at Daredevil. Daredevil, we just watched season 2, and we're going to try to do a podcast on it. Daredevil, he beats up a lot of people, but he doesn't kill. Are we going to say he's not a superhero? He's not helping?
Well, no, because, I mean, he never killed.
Yeah, but he can kill if he want to.
Yeah, he can, but he never killed. When it comes to Morgan...
Oh, since Morgan killed before, now that you killed once, you have to always do it?
No, I'm just saying, maybe that's people's mindset. Maybe that's just why they just don't like Morgan. I don't know. I like Morgan.
And technically speaking, have we seen Morgan kill anyone? We have not actually seen him kill people.
Yes, we have.
Who did he kill?
He killed the guys that tried to attack him.
No, those were the wolf. Remember? He put him in the car, and that's how they came back.
I mean, the guys that he killed. I remember one of the guys came back.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Right before he tried to kill the goat, whatever that was.
Right.
Whatever that was.
It was like a father and son or two men. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Forgot about that. Okay. Well, still, he had to do that. Actually, in that case, it didn't even seem like he had to. I can't remember it, actually.
Yeah, I don't think he had to.
I don't think he had to kill him. I think he could have let him go.
Because it looked like they were running for something, right?
I can't remember what they did.
They ran into him and he just took him out.
Either way, what I'm saying is, Morgan, you could still be an effective superhero and not kill. I mean, some of our favorite superheroes are non-killers. Superman, you know?
Right.
He can kill people by just pushing them, but he doesn't. Doesn't mean he's not super. So, you know, I'm just saying, let's not judge Morgan for not wanting to kill. It's just crazy when you're living in a world where people are mad at you because you're not killing people. That's a crazy world. But anywho, let's get to our dislikes. And I think we only have like one or two of them. All right. This is kind of a stretch. But our first dislike is Denise and that whole cooler situation. I mean, I kind of blame her for like going on and on about that damn cooler. Yet at the same time, Daryl, like 2-3 episodes ago, did a whole bunch to get her a soda pop. Because they said, that's the doctor, we get her what she wants or whatever.
Yeah.
So now you guys are walking past the cooler. It's only one walker. And he's like, oh, we don't want to do all that. It's one walker. It takes 5 seconds. Just get her the cooler. Why keep walking? Let her do all it on her own. You know, if they would have did it, they probably could have walked on and been on their way before the people got there.
Yeah. I think people were already there.
Probably watching them. Well, her speech, her loud-ass, long-ass speech probably led them there.
No, it looks like they were waiting. They had time to shoot. Then they came from different sides. But I wonder how Rosita got... I wonder how she got past the first time.
Maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe they weren't there.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, and then Denise's speech was on my list, too. Like, that whole long... I mean, I didn't mind the first half of it when she's like, you remind me of my brother, and, you know, you seem by yourself, but you're strong. She was saying that to Rosita. But, like, going on and on, like, her speech mid-sentence when she got hit in the arrow, part of me, a slow, small little part of me was kind of like, thank God. Like, what? Yeah, I was like, are you... You know, she was... I don't even know what her speech was about, but it was like, shut up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want her to die. I don't think it was worth killing, for crying out loud. But at one point, part of me was like, relieved. Like, I'm glad that's over.
You have truly went to the dark side.
I'm Darth Vader. I will say, and this, wait, it's not really a dislike, but since we're on it, what was up with them pronouncing Rosita's name so strong this episode?
Yeah, like they changed her name.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, we've always called her Rosita, and now they're like, Rosita.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Walking Dead has been, I don't know, pushed or whatever. People have commented that, like, how they kill off black characters a lot or whatever, and it is still diverse. There's Asian, there's Hispanic, there's black, there's white, whatever. But I don't know if this was their way of just reminding people that Rosita was, like, a Latino. Like, that's all I could think of. Like, okay, remind people that we have a diverse cast. She's Latino. So let's make sure we pronounce that name hard just to remind people. Like, what do you think? Is that why you think they did it? Because I'm like.
Oh, no. You just, you went, like, left field with that. But it makes sense.
It makes sense, though. Because I'm like, since when did we start naming Rosita like that?
You know, maybe, but I'm still bugging over you saying that you were glad that she shut up with the arrow in the eye.
Well, I get it.
That's still kind of tripping me out right now.
I mean, it is what it is. Shit, they're sitting there yelling at Daryl. And I'm like, why are they sitting there listening to her? Like, that's another thing.
She's
like,
a doctor.
So what? Come
she's,
on.
She's a person.
I know. I mean, dang. You know what made me feel bad? She's a person. I know that.
She has a voice.
Her voice matters. All right. Well, okay. That's the last two things we had to say about Denise and Rosita.
You'll be perfect. You'll be perfect in a zombie apocalypse.
No, I wouldn't. I'm too scared. I'm like Eugene or Pastor Gabriel. I'd probably be scared for a long ass time. Because that's a scary situation.
You would turn to the egg quickly.
All right, I can be the egg. I probably would never be the coffee. I can be the egg. You have to be the egg to survive.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so now we're going to do our listener letters. If you guys would like to be a part of the podcast and send your feedback and let us know what you thought of the episode or what you liked, didn't like, or who you think the Iron Fearing shit or most likely to die, whatever it is, email us dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin. Or facebook.com/verdictsin. So we have an email from Gloria. She wrote, "Hi guys, I thought it was a good episode that led up to Carol leaving. Who knows, Morgan may go and find her. By the way, the jail looks good." I didn't like the parts where Eugene and Denise tried to prove themselves. Eugene was almost a goner and Denise is.
He called dibs though.
Yeah, he did. I knew Abraham would follow Eugene. And Eugene also knew Abraham was following him. I don't think Eugene knew Abraham was following him. He saw him, like, hiding behind the barrel.
Yeah.
I think the winner was Daryl getting his bow and arrow back.
Yeah.
Yeah, people love that. I think the bad was that they had to shoot Denise to shut her up. See? I'm not the only one. He said he was aiming at Daryl, but I don't believe him.
So you think he wanted to shut her up too?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. All right. We have a Twitter notification from Carla. She wrote, first of all, Eugene, I hate your face. Second, you only need one.
His face.
I kind of agree. Second, you only need one doctor and Hilltop has one. I know Denise was a goner.
Oh.
Yeah. We met the Hilltop doctor, the one that does the baby stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... You only have one doctor.
Messed up. So they get a doctor in with the fancy equipment.
Yeah.
Now Denise got to die.
Okay, now this is another thing I heard on. I don't know why she hates Eugene's face or whatever. He was on the Talking Dead too. Did we watch the other night? Maybe I saw him like for a few minutes on Talking Dead. And he sound like his regular voice is just like normal. He doesn't sound like Eugene. So like I'm like, I think I would prefer him talking like himself. Rather than that Eugene, like, I hate the way Eugene's voice. I just hate his voice. So, she hates his face.
You hate his voice, she hate his face.
Yeah. All right.
That's funny.
Thanks, Carla, for writing in.
Yeah, thanks, Carla.
All right, so we have an email from Tiffany. She wrote, what to say. I have to say, right off the rip, they have been doing a really good job of just showing how everyone in Alexandria is adjusting to peace. You have to imagine that's just as hard as adjusting to war, you know? So I think that's what she meant by the flashback scenes at the beginning, showing them they're all peaceful. They have really nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know, they're all on patrol and stuff, but ain't nothing to do. So they should enjoy it while they last, because as Carol mentioned at the end, it never, once they get rid of one person, enemy, another one's going to come.
After one threat, there will always be another one.
Right. All right, she has the flashback scenes. Carol and Daryl. This was interesting. If you consider that the info Daryl found out, mainly that those people weren't bad, just in a bad situation, he still would have chosen to kill them instead of save them.
Well, I think he's in his feelings. I mean, they didn't take his bike.
Right. He's pissed off right now.
Oh, and his bow.
Yeah.
So I think he was just in his feelings. I mean, people did less to me, you know?
Right, right.
Like, if I ever see them again.
Yeah. I kind of hold a grudge sometimes, too. It takes me a while to get over it.
So I don't think that he really meant that he would kill it. Well, now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Definitely now. There's no question. Now. All right. Guard duty. Eugene is stepping up and finally doing guard duty. By the end of the montage, Sasha doesn't even think to note that he's down there.
No, she's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the first time it shows them, she gives him a nod, kind of like a respect. And the second time it shows him, it's kind of like, oh, that's just Eugene. Like, you know, it's nothing. Yeah. Food pantry. They don't seem to be struggling with food to the point where the girl is no longer keeping inventory. And the girl, I think she's talking about Olivia. And I did notice a lot of food in the background, like a lot of carrots. I saw a lot of vegetables, a lot of stuff. So
I wonder who's going to cook all that food with Carol being gone.
Well, Carol was only baking. I don't know who cooks the food. They all cook their own food, I'm sure. Morgan's prison. Well, Morgan has this prison, and I can't say that I'm mad at it. It actually makes sense. How much different things would have turned out if there was a real jail to hold the wolf, Jesus? Hell, they would have had to put a place. They would have had a place to put Primo.
Yeah.
The guy that Rick killed at the end, instead of Rick shooting him in the head. So that's a good point. The main show. Love the fact that everyone is using their mind muscle in this episode, with Denise coming up with new places that a medicine could be stashed, and Eugene figuring out a new currency. And we didn't really even discuss that, like how Eugene wants to start making his own bullets.
Yeah.
So I didn't know he was making his own bullets to sell. I thought he just said, we're going to run out of bullets, we need to make some, but it sounds like in Tiffany's letter here that maybe he wants to sell them to other communities, like as trade.
Oh, trade them, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for Denise because she's the town doctor. She never gets to leave the walls, and I'm sure after a while you just want to see different scenery. Her going doesn't seem crazy. I just knew it wasn't going to end well. After they got to the apocryphy, when Daryl and Rosita heard the walker in the other room, neither of them bothered to investigate. I said to hubby, this is as much a survival skill as being able to use a weapon or having tracking skills.
Yeah.
And that being able to ignore some doors keeps you from seeing even more stuff that will eat away at your soul, you know? Poor Denise had to learn that lesson the hard way, but I guess at some point everyone has to learn. And I agree, because we actually kind of laughed. We're like, damn, Rosita's cold-hearted when she was like, I knew you weren't ready, or something, whatever she said to her. So I'm like, damn, Rosita, you're just being real honest right now. Rosita. Even though Denise was determined to die by zombie this episode, it just wasn't meant to be. At least by zombie. I was completely shocked when she got the arrow. I was like, what the hell is going on? Why did Daryl shoot her eye out? Then it hit me. Yeah. Tara's going to be so upset when she gets back from her run, and now there is no town doctor. I think it is official now. Alexandria is not going to make it without a town doctor. Yeah, because that's technically Hilltop's doctor. They'll have to, you know, they need a doctor on site with the crazy stuff that happens there.
Yeah. They need to go just take over Hilltop.
Yeah. Like Rick said. Rick always talking about taking a place. Remember when they first got to Alexandria? Rick is like, we'll take this place if we have to.
Yeah.
All right. Eugene taking one for the team. Well, I could call it take six for the team. He was sure biting down for a good 5 to 6 minutes. I was like, damn, yo. Yeah, he did bite down. I was like, when we were watching a second time, I was like, I'm surprised that guy didn't shoot him in the head.
Yeah, he bit down through a whole gunfight.
Through a whole gunfight. Not only that, like, the guy had on jeans. Like, that seems like you had to bite down pretty hard. I don't know. Just, you know, it's a hard bite to get to the meat of things.
Right. Damn.
Yeah. I'm surprised, and I'm not surprised about Carol leaving, because I think it was just getting her up to show up to the season finale, ready to kick ass and battle Negan. Carol is going through something right now, and it's not hard to understand why. She's killed a lot and saved a lot, and what does she have to call for all her troubles? Will she ever know true peace? Will she ever be able to put killing behind her? Just saying, I can see depression taking many forms, especially with no treatment in the ZA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. She's gone through a lot. I mean, if you think about pre-zombie apocalypse with her husband, he was an abuser. She lost her child. I mean...
Yeah, she's been through a lot.
She lost her husband. He was an abuser, but I'm pretty sure she had some type of feelings for him. He was her husband.
Yeah.
Her young child, her only child. I mean, she's been through a lot. Remember she was locked in the prison for a few days by herself. Remember when Daryl found her? That was like she was still a weak link or whatever. When she was all weak and stuff. So yeah, she's been through a lot. Ain't Fearing Shit Award. When Burnt Dude asks who Rosita is and she says, Rosita. Who are you? Like, what, bitches? I will handle you. I already crushed Spencer's dreams today. I'll probably eat his heart for dinner tonight.
For real.
Right. Rosita's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Next to die, Abraham, Carol, Daryl, and Glenn.
Oh, took out the whole squad.
Yes.
You can't take out the whole clique.
Yeah, you can't take out everybody. And she wrote, P.S. Did y'all see the terrible ass preview on Talking Dead? It was literally 30 seconds of just a camera looking at the ground. Like, really, really, guys?
Yeah, the previews don't really be about nothing.
Yeah, but I appreciate that coming from when we were watching American Crime, and they seemed like they showed everything on their previews.
Well, I'd rather see something.
But it kind of makes me excited. I did not get that far into Talking Dead, because I didn't see no previews yet. But I appreciate hearing.
You haven't seen any because they don't show any previews. Well, they show them, but they don't show nothing.
Well, she said 30 seconds. Yeah, because every time you see a preview, it's like Rick holding a gun. It's like, that could be from any season.
Rick's holding a gun. Michelle's holding a sword.
But in a way, that's good because maybe they couldn't show anything because everything is just so awesome that they can't show anything, is what I'm thinking, maybe.
Yeah.
And they show PPS. The music the last couple episodes has been amazing. I'm so full attention every episode. It's a wonder I don't pass out. Only two more episodes. Yes, thank you, Tiffany. The music was good. They put a little Twilight music in, but they did put a little jump scare. Like, they had that jump scare zombie in the one in the car where the cooler was.
Yeah.
That was actually almost a dislike. So I was like, what was the zombie doing before she came up to the car? He was laying down?
Yeah, because you had Rosita.
Yes.
And you had Daryl pass the zombie.
Nothing happened.
And all of a sudden, when Denise walked past, it woke up from his nap.
Yeah, it's like, oh, let me get up. let me get on my job and scare her. So, yeah. All right, thanks for writing in, Tiffany. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
And then our last email or listener letter today is from Yolanda. She wrote, hey, Nicole and Gary, another solid episode of The Walking Dead. This might be the longest string of good luck to back-to-back. Back-to-back episodes in a while.
Yeah.
It might even be this entire half second season. And right. I think you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Gotta say, I love Eugene giving Abraham a taste of his own medicine. Your services are no longer required is on par with, I thought you were the last woman, but you ain't. That thing is just your pride, Abraham.
Yeah, she's right.
You're right, and actually, I mentioned that to Gary when we were watching. He's like, that's what you got out of it? I was like, yeah. When he said your service are no longer required, it was almost like saying the same thing Abraham said to Rosita. You know, I thought you were the last woman on Earth, but now I don't need you. Your services are no longer required.
Well, he did call dibs.
Yeah, but still. Eugene, if you think of it that way, Rosita, excuse me, caught dibs on Abraham all this time ago. So, what happened? You know, dibs don't mean anything anymore. And I love when I'm surprised by the show. Didn't see Denise's death coming. She was nowhere on my kill radar. She and Daryl had a nice friendship growing, and she dies by his weapon. Oh, the Daryl English. We're going to see a good ugly cry out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was going to cry. He would have did it this episode, but we did see him bury her and keep the Dennis little keychain.
Yeah, he's going to change his name.
Yeah, he changed his name. Oh, that's crazy crap. But it'd be funny if he did. It would be funny.
I'm no longer Daryl.
I'm Dennis. Or it'd be funny if he got caught somewhere and then if they said, what's your name? And he said Dennis.
Yeah, but this is zombie apocalypse. Why you had to lie about your name?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Like, people far and wide have heard of Daryl. Yeah, yeah. There's no social media.
Yeah, I know. Like, I gotta fake my name or whatever. I don't know.
Not internet famous.
All right, she wrote, and Nicole, don't you tell Carol to step. Morgan came in and gave her a moral mental breakdown. See, she's blaming Morgan.
Now, oh, no.
Yeah. Now she doesn't want to kill, so she leaves, but Morgan stays. They are two separate people. Who cares? Like, who cares? Yolanda, I have to disagree with you to the very end on this one. Like, she is a grown woman. Whatever Morgan put in her head does not mean anything. You know?
Yeah.
He set that spiel to everybody, and she's the only one that's changed. You can't blame him for her actions. And sure, what's up with that? I think Morgan knows she has more character than he does. She's taking her no-kill show on the road rather than being forced to kill to protect her peeps. He's staying there but letting them kill for him. I predict Morgan will kill before the season is over. And Morgan's not letting anybody kill for him. He doesn't want them to even kill. Yeah. He keeps trying to stop them to kill.
So she's saying Carol's going to be an evangelist.
Yeah. She's on the road. She's the Eastman on the road.
Yeah. She's going to take the word with her.
Right.
She's a traveling Morgan.
Yep. She's the traveling Morgan or Eastman, whichever one. I'm fearing shit goes to Eugene. Yeah, Rick bit off a man's jugular, but Eugene went where it hurts a man most. That's got to leave a mark. Most likely to die is also Eugene. You can't bite a man's thing and live. Well, till next week.
Oh, thanks, funny.
Yolanda.
Thank you.
That was good. All right. So that's all of our listener letters. We'd love to hear from as many people as possible. I'm telling you, if you write in, your comments will get read. dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. All right. So now for our award and prediction.
Yes, yes.
I Ain't Fearing Shit Award this week. Gary, why don't you start us off?
I think the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award will have to go to Rosita.
Okay.
And the reason is Rosita walked the train tracks solo. You know, she wasn't, you know, Daryl wouldn't take the, you know, she wasn't going to waste no extra steps. She was going to take the train. And we already know what happens on the train tracks. Every time somebody gets on train tracks, something bad happens. And this episode was no different. She was badass this episode. I give her the I Ain't Fearing Shit.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Actually, I thought that when I read, I think, Tiffany's email when she said it as well. I think Rosita deserves the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award. And I'm actually very proud of her because she is a first-time nominee and a first-time winner of the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award. You know, she handled her business this week. She wasn't fearing shit. Although I did not agree with all her actions, I don't agree with separating from the party and going on your own, but...
Because she could be the reason Denise is dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what some people say, but ultimately she's dead. Denise is dead because those guys killed her. The guy killed her. But I liked how she handled herself when the guy took her weapon and he was asking her name or whatever. I like that as well. Because it was kind of like, if I'm going to die, I might as well die and go off the attitude. And you could
tell the whole time they were talking, she was looking down at her weapon.
Okay.
Like she was just ready to run and get it at any moment.
Yeah, and then when Eugene distracted all of them, which he did do a good job, but Eugene distracted all of them, she went and got her weapon, and she also held Daryl from going out, like, on a suicide mission. Like, chill out, Daryl, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Most likely to die?
And see, this right here is tough. Most likely to die, because I know we might not see the same people we see in this episode. We may not.
May see Rick, Michonne, and all them next week.
Right, right. So I'm going to say the most likely to die has to be Baby Judy. I'm just playing. I'm joking. Yeah, the most likely to die will probably be, I don't know, what is Denise's girlfriend name?
Tara?
Tara.
On her mission or her run or whatever? Yeah,
Tara might not come back from a run. And that way they don't have to tell her the bad news.
Okay. That is a possibility. Which is so funny because we never even had Denise on our radar. And I've been saying Abraham all season long, which I still think is a possibility. But I'm going to step away from the Abraham this episode. It hasn't been doing me any good. I'm just going to go with someone I never considered before. I'm going to say Pastor Gabriel.
What do you mean you never considered him before? You want him to die for the longest.
I do. I mean, but I haven't been saying him as much as I've been saying Abraham.
Yeah.
And that's just like...
Well, yeah, you never predict him to die, but you always say you wish he was dead.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with Pastor Gabriel now. I don't want any of them to die, really. It's sad. But if anybody was to die, it'd be Eugene, that I wouldn't mind. But even now, I'm kind of starting to get used to Eugene now. So I really don't have anybody on my list. But if I still did, it would be Eugene. But Pastor Gabriel, yeah. I think he's most likely to die. Okay. He finally turned into the egg. And then now, boom, he's going to die.
Okay. All right. So Tara's my prediction. And Pastor Gabe is yours.
Yes, sir.
And Tiffany's killing off the whole squad.
Yep. And I believe it was Tiffany or Yolanda. One of them wrote that they grew. They thought Rosita. I think it was Tiffany. Let me look at the email.
No. Tiffany killed the whole squad. Yolanda said Eugene got
to
go.
No, but yeah, I'm looking. Tiffany's email said I ain't fearing shit goes to Rosita.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Rosita. So yeah. All right. Yep. I'm proud of Rosita. Like once again, she was a character I really had no feelings on one way or the other, but. I don't know. Maybe she's a woman scorned. I feel sort of sad for her, like Denise did. But I really liked her this week. She's always proved herself. We know Rosita can fight. She's always gone out there extra mile, especially when Sasha was going through her crazy phase, which is so crazy. If you think about it, when Sasha went through her crazy phase and Rosita was concerned, like that bitch, you know? If you think about it. Remember that? I think it was like last season or something and So Rosita went and got Michonne. They walked Sasha back in. Like,
yeah, she was a very good friend to her.
Right. I'm going to have to see if they hugged. If there was hugging involved, Sasha, you is low down for that one.
She's petty, huh?
Yeah. No, she's not even petty. She's wrong for that one. Like, that's kind of like your homegirl if you think about it. But
if they got a hug in.
Yeah, if there was a hug in that scene, I'm going to have to go back and look. Sasha did cross the line, but... You know,
that's usually how it happened.
Rules are different in the zombie apocalypse, probably.
That's usually how it happened.
Yeah, you think so? It's always always the friend that hooks up with the...
Always the friend that betray you.
Yeah. Yeah, because a stranger can't betray you because they're stranger, so...
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's everything, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next Sunday with our instant cast. Only two more episodes left, and then we tape on Monday nights, and the episode releases on Tuesday. Although it is Tuesday night now because we taped late, but that's besides the point. I'm about to edit it and it's going to be out tonight as well. And what else? Anything else going on? Any other shows? We're going to do a Daredevil podcast, just like a review on the whole season.
Yeah, we're going to review on the whole season and that's going to be on our Verdicts In feed.
Our Verdicts In feed. So just type in the Verdicts In or subscribe to that feed. If you have not already, it's just like our feed where we do just one-off shows or whatever. We did American Crime on that show.
And yeah, and we're still doing People
vs. OJ. The People vs. OJ. Yeah. I keep forgetting. The People vs. OJ, which is actually really good. It's been getting really good. So check us out there. Our website, theverdictsin.com. And as always, we always would love for you guys to leave us a review and rating on iTunes. All right. Until next week, thank you so much. And you have a... Oh, next week is Easter. Is it coming on next Sunday?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, we should be good still. Yeah. All right, well, thank you. Have a good night. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.